Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. So glad that you could stay with us as we were getting some controls together. And we are having a special guest this morning, and she has an awesome, awesome event, as she often does have them, and she is here today to tell us all about it. And I am very, very excited to introduce to some of you and others you may already have met her at some point in time. And I just want to say good morning, good morning, good morning to Apostle Dr. Tanya Blau. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I am blessed and thankful to be here. And, you know, you have such important information to give out, and we do not want people to miss this. And so we have posted on Facebook that you would be here to share this information. People will be able to go back and listen to the archives, as they often do, and they will still be able to hear. But thanks. So God bless you.
No, thank you. God bless you.
Listen.
I'm very excited about this weekend conference. It's called a conference, but it's going to be much more than, you know, I believe a conference. God gave us a vision last year, walk in my shoes. I would go to different events, and sometimes people just assume things about you, and not knowing where God has brought you from. A lot of times they look at the final form and what may be almost the final form, because we're never really final and complete, and they assume. And so and sometimes in my frustration, I would say, you know, people should stop judging each other from just what they see or, you know, walk in my shoes, et cetera. And I began to say that a lot. And then one day we decided to have a brunch last October for Domestic Violence Month. We had a brunch called Walk in My Shoes, and it was beyond incredible, very therapeutic to the women there, healing. The women bought their shoes, and all the shoes that they bought told a story about a specific painful part of their life. And so many yokes were destroyed and broken that day. So we decided, of course, to do it again on a much larger scale. So the Walk in My Shoes this weekend, it begins tomorrow. It is a two-day event, and we're just so excited about what God has promised, and he has promised to be in the midst and release an awesome release of glory. And I'm expecting so much healing to take place. I love seeing people delivered. And I love seeing Satan beaten. And that will definitely occur tomorrow. We are inviting women to bring their shoes to the altar. We have a great guest speaker, missionary Gail Richardson, and myself, two speakers tomorrow evening. I will close the service out with bring your shoes to the altar. We plan on praying for each shoe that's on the altar, as well as those that cannot attend. We've been encouraging people to email us, text us with your name, and definitely we will be calling your name out and praying for you and standing proxy for you. We want to be able to reach as many women as possible and pray for them as they go on now into a new month, into a new season in September. We believe, Lord, that God is definitely going to be there with us and that yokes will be destroyed and healing will take place. Women are the carriers of so much. Oftentimes we carry on pain for decades, you know, trying to live in balance with it, and we don't have to do that. God has said, cast all cares to him, and he makes us strong in our weakness. So we are encouraging everyone to leave the pain behind. If you want us to pray over new shoes, your destiny shoes is what I call them, bring those shoes as well. We're just so excited about what's going to come forward, and women, we believe, are going to now be empowered and free and really ready to move forward in the destiny that God has appointed and set aside for them. On Saturday morning, we have some workshops going on. We know you have an event going on Saturday as well. But we're encouraging everyone to come out tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. We will have vendors, book signings as well in the evening. And on Saturday with K.L. Belvin, him and his wife, Tiffany Belvin, have an awesome marriage ministry. So we're really, really excited. I will also be signing my books tomorrow evening as well. Just really excited to be doing what we know is something that's needed for women, and we also are encouraging men to come along as well.
Wow, that sounds like it's going to be amazing. You know, that is so good, and, you know, just knowing that people are there praying for, this is a time in this day and age, you know, we need prayer 24/7, praying for our families, our neighbors, and just individuals, period. You know, there's so much going on, and we thank God that he empowers you all to do these things, and we know it's a God idea. Like somebody, you know, people don't know what you've been through. They don't know. They have no idea. And so just an awesome, awesome idea, you know, to bring someone's shoes. Wow.
Yeah. We're excited. Really wow. Excited about the concept because, I mean, only you can tell the story of your shoes. You know, no one knows. They look at them, they may look pretty. Last year, I bought my shoes that I used when I was homeless and sleeping on trains with the children. And I bought a new pair that I had bought last year. And those shoes, we prayed over the new shoes, and we looked at the old because we can't move forward until we make amends with the past. And and pray, you know, that we move forward in God's order, not ours. What we might think is what is for us oftentimes is not the plan of God, and we spend a lot of time running in circles and getting frustrated because we're attempting to work and do something that God has not established in heaven for us. So we're very excited that God has given us this vision to pray and release the favor and the anointing needed to begin to walk in what he has called us to do. Each and every one of us has purpose and have a reason to be here, and it's beyond sometimes what we've even begun to scratch and tap into. And so shoes are so significant in it, because if you don't walk in it, you can't do it. And sometimes, you know, we have people that can't even walk, you know, or may have a physical disability, but you still, even if you're not able to even walk, God forbid, you still are moving and walking in the spirit realm into what God has called you to do, he's released you to do. And it's important that you get in alignment with what he has said, not what you have thought, because it won't be successful. And we want to make sure that on this earth, the assignment that we are doing and what he has called us to do, we're not doing our dreams and goals. We're doing heaven's divine dreams and goals, and that is so important.
That is so important. Critical. So you're going to have people, and did you give them a place where to for this, how to get in touch with you, and how to get in touch with those that, who are organizing this event so that people can get on board?
Yes. Okay, well, the event will be held at my church, 10 Church at the Wall, 102 Jefferson Avenue. That's in Bedford Stuyvesant, Brooklyn, the heart of Brooklyn. It's between Nostrand and Bedford Avenue. The zip code for GPS purposes is 11216. Tomorrow it begins on Friday at 7 p.m. We will be having refreshments and stuff after. Again, we will have some vendors as well. The website, and it's on Saturday at 10, from 10 to 1, and Saturday will be lunch thereafter. The website is, the event website is walkinmyshoes2012.eventbrite.com. Also, my website is www.tanyablountministry.org, and Tanya is spelled TanyaBlount. And the number to call the church is 347-618-1330. We're just believing God for a great and awesome time, and we're encouraging you to push your way forward and get what God has for you in this season. If you're not able to come for some reason, please reach out still and even just give us your name so that we might call and pray for you. If you don't want your name released publicly during the service, we're going to be praying privately as well. There is power in prayer. Oftentimes we take advantage of it, but our life begins with prayer, and so we have to make sure that we invest the time with God so that he might release what he wants us to do in this season.
Amen, amen, amen. Invest that time with God and see what he wants us to do. Well, God, we just thank you and we just trust and believe in you, Father God, and what you're going to do at this conference, at this event that we know is already more than a conference. I know it's going to be powerful. I've gone to services that you've had in the past, and wow, they are just, you know, so powerful, so blessed, you know, just anointed and, you know, just a place. The only thing I'm just sad about that I won't be able to be there, but I just thank God that you are doing this. So many people who are going to be blessed, finding out exactly where God wants them and, you know, what God wants us to be working on, and not just doing something that we want to do, but really fulfilling that purpose. That is, that right there in and of itself is purpose. So
yeah, isn't that something? Because we can oftentimes be doing things and God has nowhere near it. And,
exactly.
You know, I told someone yesterday, Satan blesses as well. It will appear like you in alignment with God. And then all of a sudden you just come into a crash because he hasn't even admitted that. So I encourage people, you know, to just really take a look at, and this is what I've been really pressing my heart to do in this season, is really take a look at what we're learning and doing and pouring into and make sure that it is part of our destiny. It's in alignment with heaven. Incorporate heaven's language and ours so that if God has committed us to do it, we are always, always, always seeking heaven so that it is activated.
Yes.
What we're doing is activated, you know. A lot of times we speak things and it's not being prosperous because the language has to change. Heaven doesn't work with the cesspool. So you have to speak it so that heaven can work on our behalf. So it's really important. I'm big on pushing people to in purpose, pushing them where God wants them to be. And how do we know that is, A, go back to prayer always. That should be the beginning. Always seek him for direction, seek him for purpose, seek him for energy, seek him for vision, seek him for your blueprint, and then begin to speak what heaven has given to you. And then whatever it's been established in earth and the heavenly realm must now manifest in the earthly realm.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we are about out of time, so we want each and every person that has tuned in to be able to contact you, know about this. They can go back and listen to the archives. And, you know, like you said, even if a person, for whatever reason, they couldn't be there, they can still make sure that their shoes are there.
Yes, definitely.
Praying over these people's lives and so many of our young people and so many of our siblings, our family members, our church members,
mm-hmm.
Who are church, you know, leaders, you know, bring your people's shoes, encourage your people to come to this. This is really, really, really important. And come and be a part of it. And, you know, we've got to get to the place where we can work together. We are not against each other. We are working together. You know,
one body.
If people from my congregation, you know, they begin to start walking in purpose, that's only going to help me. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. And that's how we have to look at it. That is so good. That's exactly the God mindset, you know.
Yeah, the way parents used to be when I was coming up, a parent didn't mind you chastising their child because that meant now the child would do more of what I tell them to do.
That's right.
Our parents were not, you know, thinking that they knew everything. Not like today. Nobody wants you to say anything to their child. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I know everything about this little kid that I – but parents be back in the day, they did not have that mindset. And so probably some of that mindset is transferred on to some church leaders. They figure that, well, I know everything about this congregation. Well, you know what? You might be missing something. And, you know, who wouldn't want their members, their people who, in their body of Christ, in their congregation, who wouldn't want them walking in their purpose, understanding the things they've been through, maybe even get to learn how to be more dynamic right where they are.
Yes.
So this is an opportunity. Please, we encourage you. And go with them. If you're so concerned, go with them. Because you might can grow as well. You know, we have to continue to learn and grow. I've often had events and, you know, Apostle, you've come and, you know, you didn't say, I'm an apostle and, you know, she's just, you know, Lalisa, she's just a minister. I don't need to go and hear from her or see what she's doing. And so I just believe that from with the attitude that you have, I believe that other houses of worship and churches will have the same, you know, situation with you. They will understand that, you know what, this woman is trying to help people. And that's, you know, the mark of a real leader.
Yes, amen.
The mark of Well, the leader.
That's what we've been called to do, and that's what, you know, I think it's so important that, you know, I mean, it's only going to bless the body of the churches, of the representatives that are there, because they'll go back more empowered, ready to purpose, and ready to work harder in the ministries that they're assigned to as well.
Amen.
And in their home, you know.
Yes, and the community.
And the
which
community,
we,
right.
So yes, yes. And then I tell you, we're going to go up higher in him together.
Yes,
I do believe that. So we're going to definitely catch you on the next one. So I hope you put together another one real soon. But I know, but we just pray, you know, your strength in the Lord, because we know it. You're going to be pouring out like never before. And so we just pray that God endues you with, you know, even more supernatural power and strength to minister to the people, and the yokes are destroyed and chains are broken off of people's lives and people are loosed in the Holy Spirit, and that the Holy Spirit fall on the people, on the organizers, on the leaders, on the speakers, on everybody that is assisting with this. My God, and it just is a Holy Ghost awesome time. And with that being said, do you have any parting words? I'm feeling happy already.
Well, I just want to just thank God for you, and, you know, being obedient and walking in exactly what God has called you to do, to empower the nations. And even with you having an event this weekend, you know, opening up the platform for me to come on and share. And so I just bless God for you. I bless God for your heart, and continue to listen to him and obey and walk in what he's called you to do. And I just want to thank and pray for all the listeners and those that may not be able to come, you know, just encourage them. And bless God for each and every one, each desire that you have on your heart. I pray that the Lord will hear it and answer your prayer.
Yes, Lord. We thank God for that. And we will play this archive, and so people will get a chance to hear it. You heard her talk about this awesome, awesome event. You've heard the prayer. She's just prayed for individuals. And so, God, we just thank you, and we just count it done. In Jesus' name, and hopefully we will have you, you know, back on next week to tell us, you know, give us some praise reports. We want to hear
praise. That'd be awesome.
We want to hear the praise reports, you see, because that encourages other people and it strengthens them.
It builds the faith, too.
It does. Absolutely.
I want you to know prayer work. I am a recipient of prayer. Working. God has healed me from cancer twice.
Wow.
And almost died twice in 3 years. The last 3 years have been the toughest. And he pulled me out of the grave twice. And it wasn't, and it was a miraculous healing. There are different kinds of healing. There's progressive healing, and there is the kind that God comes in your bed and touches you, and you feel the heat throughout. And so I've been the recipient of that, and that is because of prayer and his favor. And so my faith is beyond anything, because I've just seen him work through so many miracles in my life and those that are around me, and now using me in that same capacity. So I don't doubt anything that he says. And I think, as we close out, just to encourage people to work harder together. You can't do anything alone. Team unity, where the Holy Spirit is present, there is unity. Always incorporate him. And when we do, take the mindset out that it is your event. And we're doing something for the Lord. And always, always glorify him. And if he shall be glorified, everything else will work in its place. Never look for your spotlight in something that he's called you to do, because then it isn't about God. So we just want to encourage people to continue to be in alignment with what he says, what he does, what he desires for us, and we cannot go wrong.
Amen. Well, whew, I tell you, I feel my faith coming stronger just right there. And thank God for your testimony and your witness and your encouraging word. I can't stress that enough in this hour. People need encouraging words every day, all day. We've seen where people are also, you know, where they're just at the brink of giving up or turning back. And so we thank God for those of you like yourself who will cry loud and spare not. So we thank God for you, and you're crying loud, making a way, making the straight way in the desert, I see, and you're making room in people's lives for the Holy Spirit. And I know God is pleased with that. I know he's pleased, because I know when the Holy Spirit came on my life, you know, I know that was, you know, that's something that God does want. So, well, we thank God for you. And until next time, we want each and every person to be abundantly blessed, and that you would receive all, I mean all, every drop of what God has for you, that you would be open and receiving it, that you would seek him. Because if you seek him, he said he shall be found.
Yes.
And as you find him, share him with others. Let people see your light shine so that they will glorify your Father in heaven, and then he's pleased. And when he's pleased, there's nothing he will hold back from you, nothing that you would want. Like you said, healing, deliverance, anything you want, anything you ask God for, he's going to do it. He said it. We have not because we ask not. He'll bless your family, your children, your friends. And I thank you for your prayers. I thank you, and you all have an awesome, awesome time. God bless you. Thank you for getting up early and being on the broadcast, and enjoy the rest of your day with joy.
No, you too, Lily. Thank you so much. I love you so much.
Love you. Peace and blessings to you and all your family. Amen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right